The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I continually encourage parents, know what your kids are being taught in school. And sadly, unless you live in a conservative rural area, if you find out what your kids are being taught in public school, you will probably be shocked, you will probably be infuriated, and there's a very good chance you will get your kids out of that public school. Let me give you an example. The Loudoun County Public Schools in Northern Virginia. Yeah, a few parents actually began looking into the curriculum that they're teenagers were using in high school, and they found that their children, they're teenagers, but let's not forget they're still children. They found out that the Loudoun County Public School District had approved a book, an award-winning book called Monday's Not Coming by Tiffany Jackson. According to the description of the book, the book explores issues such as race, mental illness, sexuality, and media bias. It has been used as a teaching tool to honors English students at Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County, Virginia. As parents began looking through this book, they found out that it was absolutely saturated with, quote, graphic sexual language. No, I'm not done. Graphic sexual language and pornographic content. Yeah, pornographic content. Several of the parents got together, began comparing notes, and said, did you see this? No, I didn't. And they began reading the book, looking at the book, and they were infuriated, absolutely infuriated. They posted online portions of the book. And even with words blanked out, I can't read any of this stuff on the air. It is pure obscenity. It is pure pornography. It is bad, bad, bad stuff. And so the parents went to the school board and said, excuse us, why is this stuff being taught to our kids? They were told that kids need to be exposed to all kinds of literature, all kinds of viewpoints. Well, the parents have now gone public. One of the parents released this statement. What I don't agree with is distribution of child pornography or sexually explicit reading materials in the classroom. My role as a mother is to ensure my children's innocence is protected for as long as reasonably possible. I take great offense to the school system trying to subvert my role. Members of the school board said, in part, they know this stuff already anyway. They have access to the internet. They see it and hear it all the time anyway. So, and I'm quoting, what's the big deal? Pornography, obscenity. And a school board member said, what's the big deal? The public school board released this. LCPS reminds parents that if they feel a book is not appropriate for their student, they may request an alternate text be assigned, but will not be assured that that will happen. This is just, and by the way, this is not an isolated incident. This kind of thing is happening all over the country. As our public schools descend lower and lower and lower morally and farther to the left, politically and ideologically, we have seen without any doubt whatsoever through this whole pandemic thing that there are many fine teachers in the public schools. There are. Several of them listen to this program. We have a whole bunch of public school teachers that listen to this program. And I'm grateful for every one of them. In fact, we need more godly teachers in our schools. But we have seen, without any doubt whatsoever, that the teachers' union doesn't care about the kids. For a year now, all of the data, all of the science has indicated that kids are safer in the classroom than they are in home. And I'm talking about the whole pandemic thing, COVID-19 and so forth. They're safer at school than they are at home. And yet still, a year after we knew that as a fact, many, many, many schools across America are still virtual learning, kids at home in a more dangerous situation. Why? Because the teachers' union don't want to go back to school. And that's why, folks, I think one of the most exciting things, one of the most profitable things we have done here at WRFD over the last 7 or 8 years, I think we go back at least 7 or 8 years, is our half-price tuition program. You hear me talk about it all the time, and I know we are so accustomed to seeing phony baloney commercials on TV, snake oil salesmen, you know, buy one, get one free, when actually if you know, it's for sale 50% off anyway. We see so much phony advertising, it is hard to wrap our brains around something that is really, truly one half price. And our half price tuition is exactly that. It's a benefit to the school. It's a benefit to us here at WRFD. And we have partnered with many of the finest Christian schools in Central Ohio now for several years. And when you see on our half price tuition website that it's half price, it is truly, genuinely one half price. Now, it's for 1 year. And you have to meet all of the other admission requirements. It has to be for new students only. But it's genuinely half price. And every year, we come to the new school year in the fall, and we always have one or two of those half price tuitions left. And it always grieves me, because that indicates that there was a child that could have been into a good, solid Christian school, and the parents could have saved thousands of dollars, but no one took advantage of that half-price tuition. Well, this year, we have a few left. It's May 13th. Many of the Christian schools are already filled for this fall. They're filling up faster this year than probably any year in recent history because of the absolute crisis in the public schools. And so I just beg you, if you are even thinking about putting your kids in a Christian school, go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on half price tuition, and see. Now, there's just a handful left. But see if there's a school near you and a scholarship for a grade that is suitable for your children or your grandchildren. And by the way, you can buy it as a gift for someone as well. Don't allow any of those tuitions to go to waste. The public schools are getting worse and worse and worse. Take advantage of the half-price tuition. TheWordColumbus.com. Click on half-price tuition. Take advantage while they're still available.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And I want you to listen carefully to the content of a piece of legislation being introduced in Texas. I'm going to read quotes from this piece of legislation and then ask you, who in the world could oppose this? It's House Bill 3979. House Bill 3979, it passed the Texas House of Representatives on a vote of 79-65. 65 legislators in Texas voted against this bill after 4 hours of very heated debate. Let me read some actual quotes from the bill. It's about education in the state of Texas, what can and cannot be taught in the classrooms in Texas. All right, here we go. The bill includes ideas that, quote, one race or sex is inherently superior to another race or sex is prohibited. You cannot teach. If this legislation were passed, you could not teach that one race or sex is inherently superior to another race or sex. You will not be able to teach an individual by virtue of his or her race or sex is inherently racist. You could not teach, quote, any individual should feel discomfort, guilt, anguish, or any other form of psychological distress on account of his or her race or sex. Can you imagine anybody opposing that? This legislation would prohibit teaching that one race or sex is inherently superior to another race or sex. Talk about equality. You would not be able to teach, quote, that an individual by virtue of his or her race or sex is inherently racist. In other words, you cannot judge someone simply because of their race or their sex. Quote, could not teach any individual should feel discomfort, guilt, anguish, or any other form of psychological distress on account of his or her race or sex. You would think that anybody concerned about equality would really get behind this legislation. No. 65 Democrats in the Texas House of Representatives voted against this resolution, this particular law. One of the bill's sponsors said, quote, House Bill 363979 is about teaching racial harmony by telling the truth, that we're all equal, both in God's eyes and our founding documents. It does not mention critical race theory. It does not mention CRT, but it deals with what critical race theory teaches. You see, critical race theory teaches that one race or sex is superior to another race or sex simply because of the color of your skin or your gender. It teaches that an individual, by virtue of his or her race or sex, is inherently racist. If you're one color of skin, you are superior. If you're another color of skin, you are automatically a racist. That is, in essence, what CRT teaches, critical race theory. Well, it has passed the House of Representatives 79-65. All of those opposing were Democrats. The bill even includes the inclusion of founding documents such as Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from a Birmingham jail and his I Have a Dream speech that would be required to be taught. But the liberal left Democrats in Texas said, no, we don't want to really teach real equality. Legislation like that is being introduced all across the country because critical race theory, the CRT thing, is dangerous. It is divisive. In my personal opinion, it's evil. And wherever it is taught, it will divide us racially, culturally, and probably even religiously. State of Texas, state of Arkansas, several other states are introducing, state of Florida, are introducing legislation to stop this kind of teaching. And wisely, they are not saying critical race theory, CRT. They're pulling out the basic tenets of CRT to expose it for what it really is. It has not gone before the Senate in Texas yet. I'll keep you up to date. I am not aware of anything being proposed yet here in the state of Ohio. Hopefully, someone will be brave enough to introduce legislation here in the state of Ohio to prohibit this divisive, racist ideology from being taught in our Ohio schools. The 5 o'clock hour is just around the corner. Don't go away.